traveling to Mexico. Restroom. Restroom doors marked with M are for the ladies. The Spanish word for women is mujeres. So, gentlemen, look for a door marked with an H for hombres or a C for caballeros. Passport stamp. Most visitors to Mexico will fill an immigration form which is actually on breakaway paper. The immigration officer will tear it off and stick it in your passport. Hold on to it because you'll be asked for it when you leave the country. Public transport. Mexico is a much bigger country than most realize, so getting around can be a challenge. And while flights are often a decent value option, don't forget about buses. It can be a great way to travel, plus you get to see Mexico's gorgeous countryside. Currency. An option is to change dollars at the best rate you can find, but the best option is to acquire an ATM card that gives the interbank loan rate for foreign currency withdrawals. Safety. Isolated parts of Mexico have been plagued by a recent increase in cartel-associated violence. But, let's be clear about one thing, traveling in most of Mexico is actually very safe. Insurance. Be sure you have health insurance that will cover you in case something happens. And, if you plan to drive in Mexico, be sure to have coverage for both liability and the rental. Snopes. In parts of Mexico, especially the Yucatan Peninsula, the limestone bedrock gives way in places to form caverns filled with natural underground water. You can go swimming, snorkeling and diving in these snopes. Botanas. Botanas are basically snacks that are served between meals in many parts of Mexico. Think of them sort of like a more casual version of Spain's tapas. Language. Although there are more than 50 native languages still spoken in rural areas, Spanish is the national language of Mexico. In fact, Mexico is the country with the highest number of Spanish speakers in the world.